He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arid Update. And it's a good day for the Chiefs, BJ. There were five Chiefs named to the Pro Bowl on Tuesday night, the first of which is Marcus Peters, who leads the team in interceptions, which is good for second place in the whole league.
Yeah, second place in the whole league. He's second place in the whole league in passes defense, and he leads the league in interception return yards. I mean, when you look at some of the top plays from Marcus Peters this season, you got a lot to choose from with those seven interceptions. But the two plays that really stand out to me, Pete, are the two pick sixes. The first one came against Peyton Manning, the Denver Broncos, in that primetime game early in the season, the first home game for the Chiefs. What a way to introduce yourself to Chiefs Kingdom and to Arrowhead Stadium for Peters in that game with a big pick six. And then, again, last week against the Baltimore Ravens, Chiefs up by a couple of possessions. The Ravens were driving deep into Chiefs territory, trying to make it a one-possession game, but there's that Peters guy again. Picks it off, takes it back 90 yards the other way to seal that game for the Chiefs, help lead them to their eighth straight victory. An amazing season so far from Peters, and I can't wait because we know we're going to see a lot more plays like this throughout his career.
Peters in 2015, the first Chiefs rookie to make the Pro Bowl since 2010, and that's when Eric Berry made it. And speaking of Eric Berry, he got his fourth Pro Bowl nomination on Tuesday night.
The story just keeps getting better for Eric Berry. As we sit here today, it's pretty amazing to think that just 378 days ago, he was going through his first chemotherapy treatment. And now we're sitting here talking about him in the Pro Bowl. And you look at what he was able to do. Everything off the field is amazing in and of itself. But what he's been able to do on the field is equally as impressive. You look at a couple of his top plays of the season. You've got to start with the first one, which was his ninja tackle, as Coach Andy Reid called it, against the San Diego Chargers. He went up and under King Dunlap, the Chargers left tackle, 6'9", 330 pounds. And Berry didn't flinch, went right through him, made the tackle, and got up, walked back to the huddle like it was no big deal. Defensive coordinator Bob Sutton actually told you that it was one of the best defensive plays he's ever seen in his career. Other play that really stands out was his first interception, the deflected pass against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Houston said after that game that he really felt like he was just a click late on a lot of plays that Berry was. And after that, he saw a more aggressive Berry. He's playing a lot of deep safety so far this season. And he saw a more aggressive player coming downhill and making plays. And it just so happens after that play, maybe seeing more aggressive Berry. Chiefs haven't lost the game since.
Peters and Berry shining for the Chiefs on defense. On offense, the only Chiefs Pro Bowler is Travis Kelce. He was drafted in 2013. Remember, went through that injury season, kind of broke out last year, and now this year, his first Pro Bowl nomination.
It's great to see him get that honor because he's given Alex Smith a mismatch out in the open field. Anytime he's out there, they move him around. They do a lot of different things with him. You really have to appreciate everything that he can bring to the table when you watch him on where they line him up on one play to the next.
Certainly one of those energy givers Andy Reid likes to talk about.
Absolutely, and it's always entertaining to watch him out on the field. A couple plays that really stand out for Kelce. The first one is the first game of the season against the Houston Texans. Had over 100 yards, a couple of touchdowns in that game. That second touchdown is 42 yards. We saw him actually give a little a shout out or a little honor with his Falcon punch as he was running towards the end zone with nobody around him. But he said that was to honor Derek Johnson, Mike DeVito, Eric Berry, some of his teammates that weren't able to play the season before. That was a big start and kind of a tone setter for the Chiefs, at least in that first game. And now we've seen them come back and really put things together here in the second half of the season. And then the other play that really stands out was against the Buffalo Bills just a few weeks ago. The touchdown catch he had across the middle was an impressive display of not only athleticism, but just a little bit of everything that he brings to the table. Saw him have a little fun afterwards. We know that is going to come from Kelce. It's always fun to see that. Coach Reid wants to let these guys show their personalities.
Chiefs have been succeeding so much lately, you forget about some of these guys. Justin Houston hasn't been with the team in a few games, still leads the team in sacks. He earns his fourth Pro Bowl nomination.
He's the most complete outside linebacker in football, let's be honest. He's an edge player, a force player. He just makes plays for this team. And even though he's only played in 11 games, still a lot of highlights to choose from. But for Houston, you're looking at a couple of plays. You go back to that first game against the Houston Texans. Chiefs were leading 20-6 late in the first half. Houston beats his guy around the edge, gets the strip sack of Brian Hoyer. Chiefs offense gets the ball back, actually scores on the next play to Jamal Charles. Really broke that game open early in the game, which helped them kind of hold on late. But you can't block Justin Houston with just one guy. I think the Houston Texans learned that. They should have known the season before. He almost broke the NFL record for sacks in a season. The other play that really stands out for Houston, we talk a lot about his ability to get after the quarterback, but one play in which he started to get after the quarterback and then dropped back was against San Diego, down in San Diego a few weeks ago, and the pick six he had on Phillip Rivers. Amazing play, recognized the screen. They're trying to get the ball to Danny Woodhead. Goes after Rivers, then kind of drops back, bats the ball up, catches it, returns it for a touchdown. Just shows that he's not just about getting after the passer. He can do a lot of different things for defense.
Go across that line to that other side of the linebacker. It's Tom Bahali. We weren't sure if Tom Bahali was going to come back for this season, but he's really found the fountain of the youth. His fifth consecutive Pro Bowl nomination.
Couldn't be happier for a guy like Tom Bahali. He told me after during the offseason that his mindset was to create a legacy, stay here in Kansas City, and be a Chief for life. It's one of my favorite quotes I've had from a player since I've been here, and it's great to see him get this honor. We know that he's had to step up with Houston being injured. He's done that for this Chiefs defense. A couple of the plays that really stand out to me are a couple of strip sacks, kind of something that Tomba's been known for. He actually is second in franchise history in forced fumbles. The first one was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, kind of got us on this winning track. His strip sack where he beat the right tackle around the edge to make that play, kind of sealed that game. He was able to get to Landry Jones and force the fumble. Chiefs got it back, and that was the end of that. And then, again, another strip sack of Tyrod Taylor in the he's midway through the third quarter against the Buffalo Bills. Set up a field goal, which actually gave the Chiefs enough points that they ultimately became the game-winning field goal as they were able to hold on late in that game. But Tomba's continuing to get it done. He's credited Coach Andy Reid with not having him practice as much, kind of rest his body so he's ready to go on Sundays. We've seen him make plays. It's great to see. Couldn't be happier for a guy like Tomba.
Congratulations to the five Chiefs Pro Bowlers. Their five Chiefs Pro Bowlers are second most in the AFC, so that's pretty impressive, BJ. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.